In Queensland is een begin gemaakt aan het vaccineren tegen COVID-19. Hoewel het vaccin niet verplicht is, wil de regering dat zoveel mogelijk mensen boven de 18 binnen zeer korte tijd worden ingeënt. Daar komt best nog wel wat bij kijken. Maar gelukkig staat Dr. Young, de Chief Medical Officer van Queensland, ten alle tijde paraat om dingen goed toe te lichten. Wij waren erbij toen ze afgelopen week het programma via een Zoom call uitgebreid heeft uitgelegd.
We have not seen outbreaks in the most vulnerable parts of our community anywhere in Queensland, which has been due to so much hard work by so many people and also by Queenslanders themselves. They've been the success here and how they've achieved things. Everyone needs to understand everything there is so that each individual person can make their own choice. Because this vaccine, very, very appropriately so, has not been mandated. But I hope by getting the information out there, everyone will want the vaccine so that we can get as many people vaccinated as possible.
Stap 1 van het programma is begonnen en het is de bedoeling dat in de komende 4 tot 6 weken 125.000 mensen het vaccin krijgen. In de eerste lichting gaat het dan voornamelijk om frontline workers. Mensen dus die vanwege hun beroep een grotere kans hebben in aanraking te kunnen komen met het virus.
The phase 1A of the vaccine program is rolling out over the next 4 to 6 weeks and will include 125,000 people here in Queensland. There'll be 37,000 frontline workers who work in COVID wards or in emergency departments have contact with people with COVID-19. And then the rest will be made up of hotel quarantine workers and people who work at the border. Because if we get those 37,000 vaccinated, then the rest of the community is at so much lower risk because the virus then won't come in and spread in our community. So those 37,000 are absolutely critical. The same time as we're doing those 37,000, the Commonwealth Government is organising to go out to aged care facilities and disability care accommodation facilities across the country. 41 of them are in Queensland this first week and rapidly will ramp up and they'll be vaccinating the residents and the staff in those facilities.
Ondanks dat de vaccinaties binnen 12 maanden na de eerste besmetting in Queensland al beschikbaar zijn, benadrukt Dr. Young de veiligheid van de inentingen. Dat was voornamelijk door toedoen van een stelletje beroepsmuggensifters, de TGA, de Therapeutic Goods Administration.
To think this happened just after 12 months since we had the first cases in Queensland is brilliant. It is just demonstrates what can be achieved. Now, these vaccines are absolutely safe, and we know that because we had the most nitpicky people ever. That's how I describe the TGA in a very, very fond and congratulatory way. They are so thorough in their assessments, and they did the normal rigorous approval process they do for any vaccine or any drug. They did not shortcut any process. They followed exactly the same process they do for any vaccine. Unlike other countries, a couple of them had to do a really fast process because of the large numbers of people dying every single day. So you would have seen the United States has now had more than 500,000 people who live in the United States have died from COVID-19. So they escalated their processes and put in an emergency approval process. We haven't in Australia. We've done our normal process.
Inwoners van Queensland worden opgeroepen op de hoede te blijven voor oplichters. Mensen die om geld vragen, op wat voor manier dan ook, hebben waarschijnlijk minder frisse bedoelingen. Elke inwoner van Queensland heeft recht op een gratis vaccinatie.
Then the next thing I want to comment on, because I'm a bit worried about the spammers who are already very enthusiastically getting to work, how they can get money out of people, is these vaccines are free. You do not need to pay a cent for them. No one does. So if anyone gets asked for money, you can be sure it's a spammer, because that is just critical. There is no cost. People can go to a GP, a pharmacy. In the Commonwealth vaccine clinics, our vaccine clinics, and there is no cost at all. For this vaccine, anyone on the soil of Queensland is regarded as the Queenslander that can access free vaccine. So that's refugees, that's people who might have Medicare cards, it's all sorts of people. So anyone on the soil of Queensland can get a free vaccine. Now, as I said at the start, this vaccine is not mandatory, but I hope by addressing everyone's questions and queries about it, that everyone will be very, very comfortable to have it. There is individual choice here. People will need to turn their mind. Do they want this vaccine? Do they want to give it to people they might care for, people they make decisions for? They've got to make that choice. It's a massive challenge, but one that I know we're up to in Queensland.
Het plan is om in het komende half jaar 8 miljoen prikken aan 4 miljoen Queenslanders uit te delen. Op die manier verwacht de regering terug te kunnen keren naar een samenleving die er enigszins normaal uitziet. Maar überhaupt geldt dat als je ziek bent, je beter thuis kunt blijven.
So, the plan here is to get 8 million doses out. That's 4 million Queenslanders times 2, because everyone will need 2 doses, in around 6 months. So I think it's very achievable and we will do it. It's important we do that because I think by vaccinating every single adult Queenslander 18 years and over as quickly as we can over the next 6 months, that'll mean we can get back to a more normal way of life. The way of life that we've had over the last year is not normal in any way, or it's just not. And vaccination is the best way of us achieving that. The best way we can really make sure that we work through and help everyone is for everyone to have that vaccine, because we're not yet quite sure how much it limits transmission. We know the vaccine is very, very effective at people preventing people from getting serious disease and preventing death, which is what you want from an early vaccine. But it does mean that people can't rely on other people getting the vaccine. People need to protect themselves, get the vaccine themselves. And even after that, it'll be important that we maintain some of those strategies that we've put in place. So a little bit of physical distancing. It's probably not the time to go back to those really, really crowded events. I can't remember them now. They were so long ago, you know, but where you're touching everyone, you know, side by side and you're all squished up together. We're, a little bit of that physical distancing is important. If you're sick, just keep your germs at home, and that'll be so important. Then we'll stop people not only getting COVID and dying from COVID, because no vaccine, of course, is 100% effective, pretty effective, but never 100%. But we'll also stop it for flu, and we'll stop it for other diseases. So we just have to get in that habit. Stay home if you're sick. But the bottom line is this vaccine is just fantastic. It's safe, it's effective, and it's voluntary. But I hope that people will get the message, and every adult Queenslander who can will get it. This vaccine has been developed unbelievably quickly, which is because scientists around the world all got together and solved one problem. It was amazing how they all just came together and all worked together on this, and governments funded them. And then the other thing is the media has just done their job so well. So they've gone, and whenever there's been an issue, and you would have seen early on there were some issues with some vaccines, the media brought out those issues, they were addressed, they were fixed.
Er zijn meerdere varianten van de COVID-19 prik en die hebben hun eigen gebruiksaanwijzing. Maar, zo geeft Dr. Janet Young aan, over de effectiviteit hoeven we ons geen zorgen te maken.
So people have been comparing the vaccines, but no one can land on which one's better. And I must admit, I've been going through all the information, and one day I'll think, oh, maybe Pfizer's better. And I think, no, AstraZeneca. So I personally can't work out which of the two of them is better. My view is just take the first one you're offered and go with that. You need to get 2 vaccines. You need to get the Pfizer one, 21 days apart. For AstraZeneca, you need to get it 12 weeks apart, but you can have it 4 weeks apart if there's a reason for you to have it more quickly. Vaccines are there to prevent you getting severe illness. They don't always prevent you getting infected, but they do significantly, almost totally, reduce the risk of getting severe illness and dying. These vaccines are absolutely safe.
Het COVID-19-vaccin is dus volkomen veilig, zegt de Chief Medical Officer van Queensland. Wil je meer informatie of wil je weten wanneer jij aan de beurt bent? Kijk dan op onze Facebookpagina. Daar zetten we alle belangrijke informatie over de coronaprik voor je klaar.